Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Amazing kind of finish to the game. Can you kind of believe how you managed to kind of snatch that game when Australia seemed to be in control for so much of it? It was a thrilling finish.
Yeah, great game of cricket. And like you say, Australia in command for the majority of that innings. Warner and Finch, we know how dangerous they are. And when you don't get them out, that they seem to take advantage of you know, getting themselves in the majority of the time. But we have talked as a side about making inroads. And when we do, we have threats to take maybe two at a time or maybe three at a time. Some of our pace bowlers and Adil have that posed that threat, and particularly difficult probably for coming in and facing them straight away. So I think after Moen's over, things started to turn for us. We got the ball reverse swinging a little bit. But again, creating that opportunity with Adil getting Maxwell and Smith getting into that middle order only created that opportunity.
And how pleased were you just with the way that your guys managed to hold their nerve? You know, you want these kind of tight situations and these competitive matches. How pleased are you with that aspect of it?
Yeah, delighted, to be honest. It's the best case scenario for us. It's the best practice. And Tom, well, everybody stood up, really. In the winter was very, very similar in New Zealand and South Africa, where Chris Jordan and Tom Curran led the attack and took on responsibility. And you know, it's quite a weighted responsibility, but they see an opportunity to take the team forward and lead the team, and they do it very, very well. And you know, Tom, a game that sticks out in particular was the game at Durban. Then again tonight, Tom closing a game out.
And just a final one from me. What kind of not message or kind of psychological blow do you think this makes? First game of a series to win a tight one like that does wonders for you. And do you think that hurts them?
No, I think given that we've just come from a series where we went 1-0 up and then lost the second game, we won't be taking anything lightly. Australia are an extremely strong side. We didn't bat particularly well tonight. David and Joss did, but should have got more runs. And I think our bowlers bail us out.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dean.
Okay, we'll go with George Sessions from PA, please.
Hi, Owen. I hope you can hear me all right. I'm outside while Dave's doing his press conference as well. I'm just wanted to ask you about Jofra Archer. Obviously, I think, you know, such an important white ball player, but only his second game for in T20 cricket. You know, really pleased to see him come back and get the two key wickets of Finch and Warner.
Yeah, delighted to have him back. A lot of our guys that have come back and are playing their first white ball game for the summer is great. And in their instance, they're as excited as anybody. They really enjoy playing white ball cricket. They have a special bond that's been created over the last 4 years with the majority of guys in this changing room, and they see another opportunity over the next 3 to 4 years to be contenders in other World Cups, T20 and 50 overs. So it's great to have those guys back.
And just in terms of Joss as well, didn't need long, did he, to get back into his stride? Some of those sixes were huge. Obviously great to have him at the top, and vindicates putting him at the top again as well.
Yeah, he just continues to impress the whole time. And I think, if anything, he probably made the pitch look a lot flatter than it was. He was the standout batsman today in both innings, where he seemed to clear the boundary with ease. And we were sat there watching him thinking, this is a very good wicket to bat on, and probably went out and made more mistakes just on the back of the perception of the wicket, as opposed to playing how we would sort of establish ourselves at the crease first.
Thanks, George. John Etheridge and then Lawrence Booth to finish. Thank you.
Chris Jordan's been around a long time now. I mean, his 19th over of the innings, I think the four singles, that was the kind of game changer, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it... I think a couple of game changers. I mean, if you don't hit those wickets early on,
sure, yeah,
that doesn't create that opportunity. But the cool, calm nature in which he goes about his business. I mean, he's playing in his 50th game today, which is great, because we've shown a lot of faith with him because he's earned it. He's been one of our greatest ever bowlers. I think he only sits behind Brodie in the lead wicket takers. And to have somebody like that that is calm even when he's not bowling and off continuing to offer on and off the field, and for younger guys coming through, I think he sets a great example. And given that he's only come back from surgery recently, he's done a great job.
Thanks, John. Lawrence to finish.
Hi, Owen. Sorry if you asked this earlier, just in the David Warner presser, but when they were 124 for one, needing 35 or 39, did you think you had a prayer?
The only prayer was to go to our best bowlers. I mean, I thought we might end up sort of running out of our best bowlers earlier, but they seem to continue to take risks, probably particularly against Adil. And then Joff came back earlier as a consequence of that, which is great because we needed to take wickets in order to try and stay in the game. I don't mind if we lose the game in 16 overs, but to try and win the game is obviously the priority. And when those two guys are going, you sort of have to chase your tail a little bit or come up with different things. But delighted guys, again, showed belief and courage to try and do something to take wickets. And I thought that was displayed a lot in the last six overs, where we held our length a lot because it was the hardest to hit. Whereas I think probably over 2 years ago, we probably would have gave into bowling Yorkers or slower balls, and then that would have brought Australia back into the game. So it was great that we stuck to our guns.
Thank you.